Shalom, I am Abraham Eisenman. Welcome to my podcast. Shalom Aleichem. I would like to talk about going to Beit HaKnesset or not. Let me tell you, I was in the High Holidays here in near a shul near to my house, and the experience was not so agreeable because it was very, very long service. We had people, the cantors, they just pray and they just sing for themselves. Nobody goes after them. They just want to hear their voices. We make long songs. They repeat and repeat the same sentence 2-3 times. They repeat 1 or 2 or 3, 4, 5 times the same word, which is forbidden. The first reason in which we have to pay attention is forbidden to repeat any wording, and it's forbidden to repeat sentences unless it is written in the Siddur. It's not halachically correct. And the most important point, that if you repeat and repeat, your the strength of your saying becomes weaker. And I will explain myself. You have a son, and you ask him please to sit down. You expect that your son will sit down on the moment that you tell him to sit down. But then, what happens if you have a weak say? The things that comes out from your mouth are very devaluated. So you ask him to sit down, he doesn't sit down. 2, 3, 5 times, maybe you have to shout until he will sit down. That's not the way to do things. Hashem will listen exactly one time if you daven perfectly and say the word, Hashem will listen to it. You don't have to ask him, please, 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 and say 3 or 4 times. Hashem will do the same thing. Not only that, Hashem knows even your thoughts. You don't even have to talk. So why to repeat and repeat? And the reason that we are repeating many words and many sentences while praying is because we have a music. So the cantor is making that the words will fit the music, not the opposite. The opposite should be the correct, that the music should fit the wording. But because the rhythm is different, so you have to repeat or you have to sacrifice the words of the thing that you are doing. Sometimes even you repeat words in the Kadusha, sometimes you repeat words of a psalm that doesn't have written the second time. So it's making very much problems. At the end of the day, we are dividing and awakening and making weaker our mouth. And the only way that one day we should give an example to the Goyim and that we say they have to follow is whenever we will have strength in our say. So far, we are just making it every time more weaker and weaker. So after four hours of praying, who has the patience not even to begin to talk to this neighbor, so they begin to make noise? It's impossible to stay calm and concentrate in the when the service is so long. So if you don't have the patience or you cannot stand so long, it's fine if you stay at home and you pray at home and will be the same, and Hashem will hear you very clear. People will say that you have to have 10 people to have a minyan. Yes, you have to have a minyan, 10 people, but sometimes it doesn't mean that if you don't have a minyan, you'll wishes and desires will not be answered. It's not connection. So that's the thing that I want to ask you, to please go and daven straight to the point. Don't add any wording, just concentrate and do it quickly, so people will not even have time to talk and to interrupt. And that way we will be able to improve ourselves and be influential one each other and control our wishes to receive to ourselves. Our egoism should be controlled. This person singing by himself is only ego and more ego and ego, which is the opposite of what any person is wishing to have. He's going to surely is becoming like a display of egos. Who is in charge and who gives this and who sings this? It's only or who leaks the other one. Sometimes the ego fightings are unbearable. And that's happening in many places, in many shuls that I go there, and you can see what's going on. And that's not the idea. The idea is to be humble and go to pray for you and for Mom Israel in a humble way. That's it for today. Bye-bye. It was Abraham Eisenman speaking, author of the book Spiritual DNA. Website: abrahameisenman.com.